This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin's Take, the good, the bad, and the ugly from yesterday's Washington Commanders game.
Let's go! Let's go!
Here's Kevin.
He blitzes, you throw it here. If he pops up, give it to him.
Here it is, to the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown! The timing was to perfection. McLaurin with the grab.
I mean, what a catch by Terry McLaurin. That was the fourth and goal in the fourth quarter with just over 12 minutes to go that made it 27-20. It's a great throw. The play, and I'm going to get into it in a moment, was an interesting one, but wow. Just some real incredible plays made by quarterback and Terry McLaurin in particular. Noah Brown was outstanding in this game, I thought, too. We'll get to it here in a moment. Washington loses yesterday 30-23 in Baltimore. They fall to 4-2 on the season. They've got the Panthers coming up, followed by the Chicago Bears, where Caleb Williams is really starting to play well. They didn't play a good team in Jacksonville, but they routed them in London, and the Bears are 4-2. You think the game yesterday was hyped. What if Chicago and Washington, actually, is Chicago going to be coming in off of a bye week, Denton? I think they will, right? Usually after London, you get a bye week. Yeah, they get the bye week coming in after London. So if Washington can, I hate to say take care of business, because it's been a long time since we could say they got to take care of business, but against one of the worst teams in the NFL, capable offensively, I think, the Panthers are. That one will be hyped. 1 o'clock, October 27th. That is not, I don't think, going to be a flexible game. You know, I've said this before, but that particular week is San Francisco and Dallas in the Sunday night game. Now, the Cowboys legitimately stink right now. Yesterday was, I mean, the rubbing it in by the Lions yesterday, we will get to that when we go around the league. That was all-time stuff. I mean, they were trying to score 100 in the game and do it in ways which were just, you know, emasculating of the Cowboy defense. But the Cowboys have a bye week, and then they get the 49ers. They're not moving that Sunday night game, right, Denton? No way for Chicago, Washington. No way are you moving 49ers, Cowboys from Sunday night football. Both of those teams would have to be horrible to move that kind of star power and marquee team power out of that spot. All right, let's get to the game take. What I liked, what I didn't like, and a few other things that don't necessarily fit into either one of those two categories. Well, we're going to start with the quarterback. That's number one on the list of things that I liked. As mentioned, you know, they don't have a legitimate chance to win games without the way he's played. You know, we saw last year just how bad it is when you don't have a quarterback, and the year before, they have one. Rejoice. You know, going into this season, you know, once the season starts, let's try to get to the playoffs. Let's go for it. But what did we want? You know, worst case was to get to the end of the season. And if you weren't in the postseason playing for high stakes, did we get it right at the quarterback slot? Yeah, just knock on wood, he stays healthy. That's the key. 24 of 35, 269 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. Let me go through the plays that I like the most. Third drive, third and five, gets bumped around, roughed around in the pocket. He comes out of it, runs for 6 yards, gets out of bounds, moves the sticks. Fourth drive of the first half, they're down 10-3. They've got to answer on this drive. Like, if you're going to hang in with Baltimore knowing how explosive and how good they are on offense, you can't go down 2 scores in the first half. So they got to answer. And there's a first and 10, and he rolls right and then throws back across to Noah Brown. Good scheming up. There's a lot of scheming up of some open receivers, especially in the play action game, I've noticed. You know, a lot of the play action stuff, it just seems like Cliff knows how to get people open. They needed that tone setter for that drive, 15 yards to Noah Brown. And on that play, Kyle Hamilton is bearing down on Jaden. That's got to be a penalty, man. That gets flagged 80% of the time in this league. It was a vicious hit. It was a tad late. Was it helmet to helmet? I don't know if it was, but we've seen so much less flagged in this league. This guy may not be a protectable quarterback at this point in terms of the perception of him. He'll get there, but that should have been an added 15 yards. They ended up scoring on that drive because on third and six on that drive, you know, back to throw, straight drop back, right? Look, young quarterbacks, are they advanced enough as rookies, as young quarterbacks, to on third and medium or third and long be in pure drop back mode, you know, without play action, without, you know, gimmicks, without, you know, quick screens, and hang in that pocket and deliver a first down throw? He hit that back step. That ball is out to Terry, who is covered well. Ball is low. It's to the outside. Terry made a phenomenal catch. First down. Next play on that drive. Okay, we're in the fourth drive, the drive in which they're down 10-3. It's first and 10, and they call a flea flicker. First of all, I love the fact that it's a flea flicker for a quick short throw to Eckler, not a deep shot. And the pitch back to Jaden from McNichols is not good. It's errant. Yeah, no worries. This dude is a athlete. He's got great hands. I mean, just kind of tips the ball to himself, and in one motion, after getting control of it, just drops it to Eckler right in front of him, and Eckler runs for 25 yards. Few plays later, he hits McCaffrey on a really good low slant. He throws that slant when he hits that back foot. It's out quickly. It's such a flick of the wrist. It's whippy, as you know, his quarterback guru out in Southern California told us when he was on the air with us about a week and a half ago. It's just perfect. You know, there's a false start, and then they've got the second and goal, and then the touchdown pass to Terry McLaurin. You know, he first looks at Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is running one of those, you know, in and then quick out routes. It's covered well. He's got to move off him, and he comes back to Terry, and he puts the ball over Marcus Williams' back to the only spot that Terry's got a chance to catch it and get both feet down. Both of those guys on that play, Jaden and Terry McLaurin, what a chemistry they are starting to develop with one another. Great throw, another great catch by Terry. Fifth drive, end of the first half. There's a first and 10 on their first play of that drive after the Ravens had taken a 17-10 lead. 53 seconds left. There is immediate pressure, and it's A-gap pressure. And he slips it, and he scrambles for 9 yards, and he goes into that slide about a yard short of the first down. Then the next play, with the clock running, he throws to Noah Brown on the sideline for 11 yards. It was a second and one play. The ball goes to midfield. That's a throw where it's got to be almost exactly where it was. It stays out of harm's way. You get an opportunity to get a catch and get out of bounds. They had one time out there, more on that coming out. It was a great catch by Noah Brown, who also had an outstanding day, I thought. They ruled him in bounds. I actually thought it was kind of close there. And I'll get to the timeout that I think should have been taken right there that wasn't when I get to the things that I didn't like list. But it's the next play that is just, you just have to be like, wow, this guy is not only so gifted, he is super high IQ in terms of score, clock, game management. The clock's running, all right? 20 seconds left. He has nothing downfield. They do have a timeout left, okay, but he doesn't want to burn it. He looks to the check down. It's Eckler. If he throws it to him, Eckler's going to get hit after maybe a yard or two. And he basically grounds the ball, throws it right at his feet. Incomplete, stops the clock. That is super high level, high IQ quarterback management. That is a moment where I wrote down, wow, this guy has everything in his repertoire. He's got the athleticism. He's got the arm. He's got the processing. He's got the accuracy. He's got the playmaking off schedule thing. And by the way, he's a really high IQ quarterback. That was crucial, you know? Now, they ended up not using that last timeout. More on that coming up. He had two good throws to Zacchaeus on the sideline. One got out of bounds. Zacchaeus did a nice job of slipping a tackle. And then the kicker came out and had a field goal blocked at the end of the half. Second half for Jaden. First drive, there's a second and 10. Really good design. But he is so perfectly on time. Reads it out perfectly. The ball is there to Noah Brown over the middle of the field for 28 yards. The middle of the field. Remember all the middle of the field talk with him? Couldn't do it. Second drive of the second half. They're down 20-13. He hits Ertz on a first and 10 play action for 21 yards. Third drive versus the blitz. Roquan Smith right in his face, and he delivers a second and 5 throw to Ertz for 24 yards. Same drive. It's third and 10. All right. Again, the best quarterbacks over a long period of time have to eventually, after all of the orientation is used up, you got to sit in the pocket on third and medium, third and long, and make a throw under pressure. Third and 10, pure drop back, some pressure in the pocket. It's a quick release, perfection to Ertz over the middle down to the 1 yard line. That sets up, you know, the several plays which led to the fourth down and go for it situation. Had to. They were down 27-13. And look, that touchdown pass, I mean, the Ravens played it well. The coverage was great. I thought the play, and I could be wrong about this, but it looks like they're trying to bait the corner into a fade to the deep corner of the end zone. Because let me just tell you, Jaden never comes off Terry from the snap. He's going to Terry. All right, but Terry doesn't run a corner fade. He stops and makes it a back shoulder throw. They clearly, this is what they wanted to do. Jaden actually had to double pump the throw. Now, I don't know if the first pump, I don't think it was. It may have been a first pump to say, here comes the corner fade. But the corner didn't bite on the corner fade. And the throw had to be perfect. And it was, and then the receiver, number 17, Terry McLaurin, makes a phenomenal catch. Inbounds, touchdown. It is 27-20, and you got a shot if you can just get a stop. Of course, that was the issue all day. Fourth and final drive for Jaden Daniels. There's a first and 10 play action over the middle to Terry. It's max protect. It's covered pretty well, but he's got to throw it right into a hole. He does it for 14 yards. Again, you know, over the middle of the field. Again, this is what he did do when they needed it. They just didn't need it a lot at LSU last year. They had receivers that won so easily and won deep. And their first and second down offense was so lethal. Like I said, all offseason leading up to the draft, LSU had the fewest third downs of any team last year in college football, and it wasn't even close. And when do you see a lot of the over-the-middle-of-the-field throws typically? You see them on first and 10 play action, but you run the ball a lot on first and 10. Third down and medium, third down and long. They just didn't have a lot of those situations last year at LSU, which was why there wasn't like this, you know, overflow of over-the-middle throws. But when he needed to do it, he did it, and he's doing it this year. There's the 4th and 12, the deep shot to Noah Brown. This is when they're down 30-20. They got to get a field goal minimum to keep the game alive. You know, that defensive pass interference, I think it was the right call, you know. I've seen plays where that's not called, but more often than not, that's called. But if you weren't paying attention to anything but the flag, the throw was incredible. He almost caught it. He could have caught it. Just so many. Like, every one of these games, there are, like, just so many moments you're just like, wow, he's only a rookie. But the play at the end of the first half, to have that kind of, you know, football smarts in the moment is really, really encouraging. Couple of plays not so good in the game. That first drive of the game, I have not looked at it on the All-22. I will after the show. This is going to be an interesting one for me because he takes that sack on the opening drive, third and seven. I think Terry's open in the end zone. And I'm surprised that he didn't throw it to him. Now, there's a safety, and perhaps the safety was shading. Perhaps he was concerned. But the TV coverage didn't really show it. I thought CBS's coverage was horrible. More on that coming up. But that I think, looks like a miss, maybe. The second drive of the second half, when they're down 20-13 at midfield, they needed to turn that drive into points. He's got a third and six where... This was after the play where he had the ball batted down. There's a four-man rush. There's a stunt with Ngakoue just absolutely slipping past Brandon Coleman, who obviously was confused with the stunt, and he quickly and almost immediately flushes Jaden out of the pocket to the right, and he throws the ball downfield and misses Noah Brown high and missed him by a lot. Number 29 for the Ravens dropped an interception. So that was not the best of throws. Look, there's probably another one or two misses on the day, but they weren't obvious. I gave Jaden Daniels another A. I mean, like, at this point, he doesn't need to come to class the rest of the year, and he's probably got an A. But he's going to show up anyway. Also on the things that I liked list, just the pass catchers overall on the day, but specifically Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, and Zacchaeus had a big drop, which I will get to, but I still thought he was pretty good on the day, especially at the end of the first half. He also had a good punt return. But I thought this was one of Terry McLaurin's best games. I mean, the numbers don't say that. 6 catches, 53 yards on 7 targets, 2 touchdowns. But he just has now some chemistry developing with the quarterback. And he's an excellent contested catch receiver. We've known that for a while. And there were some big-time throws, but some big-time catches on throws that were made to areas in which, hey, I got to throw it there because that's where it needs to be thrown, and you're going to have to make a big-time catch. And he did over and over again. Terry was excellent on the day yesterday. I thought Noah Brown was excellent, too. Boy, there's some chemistry developing between Jaden and Noah Brown. I'd love to see the separation numbers for their receivers because I think Noah Brown gets a lot of separation compared to the others. I could be wrong. I think McCaffrey does too. Noah Brown, 4 catches, 58 yards. Zacchaeus, you know, did a nice job at the end of the first half, had a punt return for 10 yards. Eckler and Ertz. As pass catchers, just an excellent day for the pass catchers overall. But specifically from my standpoint, number 17 and number 85, Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown, I thought were really outstanding on a day where they had to be Because some of those catches, you know, if Terry doesn't make the catch, get the feet down, it's potential field goal there. Fourth and goal, it's no points. There's a first down throw on that third and six where he goes low and makes the catch for the first down. He has really benefited. You know, we've talked about Terry for years now. What would he be like with a really good quarterback? We're seeing it. Now, again, is he elite level? Is he Ja'Marr Chase? Is he Justin Jefferson? No. He's a really good receiver, though, and he is a number one receiver, certainly for this team. Number three on the list of things that I liked, Kingsbury's offense. I mean, there's just a lot to it right now. The number one thing is that, you know, if you just go on results, you know, Washington's near the top of the league in points per drive. You know, they're one of the highest scoring, well, they were the highest scoring team in the league coming in. They are just so productive over and over again. And he's done it in multiple ways, right? They have been, you know, a team that's gotten it done on the ground. They've been a team that's now gotten it done through the air. They get people open, you know, especially in their play action game in particular. You know, their play action game from pistol or from under the center or even from shotgun, I think better from under center in the pistol. But there seem like when they go play action on first and 10 or second and, you know, five, doesn't it seem like there's pretty good chance somebody's going to be wide open? Their up-tempo is really interesting, but it's interesting because they mix it with kind of mid-tempo and some huddle-up. I love some of the formations. I love that offset eye formation that they do a number of things from. The quarterback's part of the run game. They've got quick game. They take medium shots. They take deep shots. They're very good right now in play action. I thought they were yesterday. It's just everything they seem to be doing with the offensive coordinator. I mean, it certainly helps when you got a quarterback, not just a quarterback capable of doing everything that you're asking him to do, but a quarterback that's really kind of ahead of it processing-wise and, you know, clearly preparation-wise, you know. Other things on the list of things that I liked. So the defense will be number one on the list of things that I did not like from the game. But there were a couple of players, I guess, that I thought stood out a little bit. You know, number one would be probably Fowler. Number two would be Sanristil. Sanristil had the interception. It was off of a deflection. It was the only bad throw I think Lamar made all day. But it was a really good play and a good return. I thought Baptiste played well when he was in there. He stood out to me. But really not much more. Look, 54, Wagner. He's going to be a baller every Sunday, and when you compare him to the rest, but it just wasn't a good day for the defense. Again, you know, I'll emphasize, against a team that's going to make a lot of teams defensively look bad. How about Austin Seibert? You know, he had the one at the end of the first half blocked, but a 55-yarder, the longest of his career. He's been really, really effective. And let me just mention something. I talked about how a couple of weeks ago, Washington seems to be one of the few teams that is not really worried about kick coverage. And in fact, they are second in the league with the in the least amount of touchbacks. They are intentionally trying to kick the ball and go down and cover the play. This is what they think they can do and do well. And when you got guys like Reeves and Ballore and a couple of the others, it'll work out. You know, I'm looking for average starting field position. Washington won the average starting field position battle yesterday. You know, that'll be a tell the truth Monday category for Dan Quinn today. I just think it's interesting that they are one of the teams that's chosen to use this new kickoff rule. And Seibert does a nice job of angling it and getting it into that landing zone. All right, that's it, I think, for now, from the list of things that I liked. I'll give you what I didn't like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next, Kevin Sheehan, show the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.